地址睇電話喎。
W4DJWKN4RJN, you mean they let you out?
I am on the way to pick up some lunch. How you doing on those commands?
Well, let's see here. That one command you gave me, standby. Yeah, the command to get install libgsm1-dev, it says it's not available.
The error that you get, and they'll tell you that you probably need to add a source to /etc/app/sources. That's a file that's in that directory. You have to edit it and add a line to it so that it can find the source for that, and then it will be able to install. Evidently the operating system that you've got on there didn't have that line that has the, you know, one thing you might do is be able to install build essentials. You might Google that too. How do I install build essentials for Raspberry Pi? And it might grab that, because most of those things that I sent you are build essentials, except some of them go above and beyond. But then when you check to install it, if it's already installed, it'll tell you after you install build essentials.
I'm putting that one command back in to see what it said. Have to get a bigger monitor, though.
Yeah, when it comes to monitors. I'm getting out from underneath my home QTH, and I see some dark clouds over there coming from Taylor's.
Yeah, I took the dog out just a little while ago, and it was pretty overcast. I didn't look over that direction, but sun was shining earlier. Well, now it's saying something different. LibGSM1-dev is already the newest version. Following that, it was automatically installed, no longer required. Yeah. Maybe that wasn't the command that it was acting stupid on. No, I'm pretty sure that was it. It was that last one. Oh, no, it wasn't. It was the one after that. What was it? Library gcrypt 11. It was saying that it wasn't available, or it had been obsoleted, or something like that.
We'll search on gcrypt and find out what the latest version is, or sometimes you can just say apt-get installed like gcrypt, and you don't put a version number on it, and it'll get the latest version. But yeah, GSM sounds like it's already installed. No, that one's no longer an issue.
It installed lib, but it couldn't find libgcrypt 11. It installed libgcrypt 20 and 20.dev and libsshgcrypt 4. But the gcrypt 11, it didn't like.
And when you get to the stage where you're going to compile the code, it'll tell you if it's missing something. The compiler can pick up on different version numbers of the library. So if you've already got a version installed, it'll just go to that version, as long as there's no incompatibilities. And if there is an incompatibility, it'll tell you, and then you can come back and focus on it. But I just go ahead and continue on. Sounds like you've got some versions of Crypt already in there, or gcrypt, so you should be able to compile. But I wouldn't spend a whole lot of time on that. I'd just go on to the next one and get as many of those as you can to install, and get all the way up to the part where you do the make. And that'll take a little while. Well, you got a 4 with 8 gig. It might not take too long on yours to compile, because that's a pretty powerful Pi.
If I just run install libcrypt and don't put a number on it, will it go after everything it's got?
It hurt to try that. It might not work, but it won't hurt to try that. And then you can always Google, you know, the error that you're getting when you get that error, and put Raspberry Pi in front of the error, And you'll see that hundreds, or if not thousands, of other people have already had that, and there's somebody in that list that'll tell them how to fix it. You can just grab that fix. It'll work for you, too.
That. My only other issue is, for some reason, my radio is flashing at me like somebody's transmitting, but there's no audio. That may be because I put a tone on this particular frequency to keep my Pi from interfering with it, but it never did that before. I'm not sure what's going on there.
My APR sent out a beacon over you when you said what was flashing at you. I didn't catch that because my transmitter was transmitting a APR beacon. What's flashing?
The screen on this radio lights up whenever a signal's coming in, and so the screen was flashing as though somebody were transmitting, and I'm seeing a signal bar on this frequency, but there's no audio at all. There's like nothing, no static, nothing.
Okay. That's the reason you have that tone turned on. Wherever that signal was coming from was not the 6-1 repeater. And what that filter is doing for you is filtering out that noise. So that could be some other repeater. That could be somebody who's transmitting simplex on 6-1. Maybe it's a new ham radio operator near you that doesn't have shift turned on. They haven't figured out that you have to shift, and they're trying to transmit to the repeater on the repeater's output frequency. It could be 100 different things like that. But that's the reason you turn that on, is so that you don't get that interference.
That's what I suspected, but I've never seen it flash like that before, so of course I may not have been paying attention to it either, so who knows. But anyway, there's a little static and popping going on, so I suspect there's some thunderstorms in your area.
And I'm at that big intersection at Whitehampton and 101, which those light controllers, the green light controllers, can cause that sometimes too. But I just went through it, so it'll be going away.
It's been the stoplights because it's pretty well cleaned up now.
They do that over at that one at Highway 80 in Whitehampton as well. I know Tom told me he had issues with that one, and I had the same issues when I went through that one too. Sometimes they'll just, you can't hear or talk to anybody at that one where Highway 80 comes into Whitehampton.
I've heard Steve rolling over that direction, and it's almost like a black hole sometimes. Sometimes I can hear him great, sometimes he just disappears altogether.
Probably out of FCC tolerance. Somebody went and checked on that. I bet they're breaking the rules there a little bit. It sounds like it. Anyway, well, I'm in the RV's parking lot, so I got to place my order, and I'll be back in a few minutes. W4DJW.
N4RJ, I'm standing by.
And W4DJW, you still there, John?
DJW, KN4RJN. Well, the install libgcrypt didn't work. It said it couldn't find the package, so I'm going to move on down the command line and keep putting things in until I get down here at the bottom.
That's what one of the main draws is to Raspberry Pi, is that there is so much online help when you run into something like that. And I found that to be the case, too. When you're doing something large like what you're doing now, right, compiling Qtel, to get it working, the online help community on that, there's no other Unix out there that has so much information on how to fix problems like that. And most of the time, all you have to do is Google the error that you get, and you'll find tons of people that have already had that error and tons of suggestions on how to fix it.
Well, I think what I'm going to do is try and find a book, or at least an online book on the Debian programming language, so I can at least understand partially what I'm doing.
Some of those books, or some of those helps, they'll give you documentation to their wiki, and their wiki is like a book. Right? It's got, you can just go, you can traverse the navigator bar at the top of the screen and go all the way up to the start and then drill down to wherever you want. So, hang on a second. Quicker than I thought they would. So that you, it's the same thing as having a book, but it's online, but you will need it on a bigger monitor.
And going to go on to Amazon and get me like a 22-inch or something. But in the meantime, I think I'm going to bring my big screen TV back over here so that I can actually read this and see what it's saying without having to put on my magnifying glasses to see what it's saying.
Get it all set up and running, you can go back and put it on the little screen, because you're not going to need to be looking at it in that much detail from that point forward. I went and tossed the little screen. It'll come in handy once you get it like you want it.
I'm going to toss the little screen. I'm just going to put him aside for a little while and get something bigger that I can actually, you know, see, because this is like written in micro dot almost on a 7-inch screen. So I got to lean in pretty close to see it.
Out a microphone, a magnifying glass, and putting it up in front of the screen. Sometimes I do that. And the older I get, the more often I do that.
Regular glasses, which are bifocals, and then I've got some reading glasses that are basically just magnifiers when I'm working on really, really close stuff, like trying to fix my wife's glasses or put the little screws in this thing to put the screen case together and that sort of thing. I put those things on. And almost I put those things on to read this.
Quick. I mean, when you issue those commands, it doesn't take long, does it?
Quick. When I finally get the right one in there, or even when I get the wrong one in there, it goes pretty quick. It says reading package list done, building dependency tree, reading state information done. Error. Unable to locate package libgcrypt. So, and that took about a quarter of a second.
Okay, so you're going to have to find that library. I seem to remember having a problem with that library, too. But I thought that list that I gave you would give it all the stuff that it needed. But, you know, as time goes on, lists like that, they age, and libraries move on. So you have to keep them up to date. Once you build it, though, you're good. You're solid. But getting it built, you've got to get the latest version of everything. I'd Google that command and find out what the latest command is to get the gcrypt installed.
Only gcrypt 11 that it's having a problem with. It got gcrypt 20, 20 dev, SSH gcrypt 4, did the pop T, but libcrypt 11 is what gave it fits.
I'll see if I can do some Googling on that when I get home, too, and see if I find anything, I'll shoot you an email with it.
Well, I'm going to work my way on down this line of commands and see if I can get to the bottom. And let's see, and then download the source code from that website, and then you say, from this instruction site, you give me a link, and then run these commands. Do I need to go to that link to get those, to run those commands from there, or do I run that straight on my command prompt?
You run that at the command prompt after you download the source for SVX link and issue the command that unzips it, uncompresses it. So, and to download directly to the Pi, you just do a wget space and the URL, and he has all that in there in the documentation. Wget space, and it's a pretty long URL. That downloads it, and then there's a tar command with some modifiers that uncompress it and build out the directory hierarchy. And then you'll cd into that hierarchy, you'll make a directory, you'll cd to that directory, you run a cmake command, and then you start running make doc, make install, ld config, those kinds of things.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I've got a fair amount of typing to do here on a very tiny screen, so I'm going to go get my big monitor and plug him in. Have a nice lunch. We'll talk at you later. 73's brother, KN4RJN, I am clear.
All right, John. Have fun. Enjoy it. I do have drops of water on my windshield and blue sky above me. Anyway, take care. Good luck. KN4RJN, W4DJW Mobile.